Cable News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
The 2023 Portland Writers Picnic takes place this Sunday, September 10th at Laurelhurst Park. And if you're a writer in or around Portland, you're invited. We're fortunate to have three of the picnic organizers and members in good standing of the Portland writing community, Steve Arndt, Gigi Little, Carmel Brannick, live in the KBOO studios to give us all the details. Steve, Gigi, Carmel, thanks for dropping by.
Thank you.
All right. Steve, I've seen you so many times at book launches and readings around town, and your reputation as one of the kindest and most supportive writers in Portland precedes you, so it comes as no surprise to me that you helped organize the very first Portland Writers Picnic that was back in 2014. How'd you come up with the idea?
Well, it wasn't too hard, really, because I didn't have to be in this community too long to realize what a gift it was to everybody. It was just... I just kept meeting more and more people that would just overwhelm me with their sensitivities and their attention to writing and their dedication to writing. And they were just all nice, good people, people that remind you to be the best person you could be every day, that kind of person.
Yeah, an amazing community. And so, kind of unusual for writers, isn't it? I mean, you hear all sorts of stories about New York and Los Angeles.
Well, writers come in all different flavors. I'd like to venture an answer on that. But they say we're introverts, but I don't know. I don't want to venture on that one either. But I thought that, well, it'd be nice to have a picnic, and I wasn't thinking how big it might be. But I did my best, the one with Gigi, to help promote it a little bit. And we had 40 people there, and it was over at Silwood Park that first year. Then we moved to the, forget the name of the park, at this Davis Park with the Swifts. That was the next year. And then since then, we've been at Laurelhurst because it's centrally located. Seems to have all the room we need.
How'd you get the word out for that very first picnic?
Well, it was really my only real, I'm a disaster on any kind of social media. And I do my best, but I always screw in it. But Facebook is how I got it out in the beginning. And then Gigi always makes these wonderful announcements. You know, Gigi does all these.
A great graphic designer, yeah, yes.
Thank you.
Great graphic designer. So she has these great announcements that are always so fun to put out there.
And Gigi, how did you get involved in that very first picnic? You and Steve were kind of planning this together?
Yeah, I mean, mostly Steve is the number one planner. But we were in a writing group together, and when he said he wanted to put out a picnic, I just, you know, jumped along to help, and a few more of us from the group jumped in to help, and, you know, just sort of put it together.
And what was the reaction? I imagine very positive, because you had a second one the next year.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I think we were both surprised at how many people came, and we shouldn't have been surprised, because, you know, it is such a great writing community. You know, it's, you know, like you said, it's different than other places. I think it's different because it's so vital here. And so we shouldn't have been surprised. It was a big success, and it's just been growing.
And Carmel, you were not part of that very first Writer's Picnic. Do you remember your first one and how you felt? You know, was it hard to fit in, or were you embraced?
I do remember the picnic well. It was Steve that invited my husband and I to go. My husband and I frequent a lot of book talks around town and author events. And we met Steve and gradually met several other members of the Portland writers community. And everyone is so welcoming and so friendly. And we showed up at the first picnic and have been going ever since. So that's maybe, we've been to maybe five or six at this point.
And when did you become one of the organizers?
Well, I'm more of a volunteer. I help to organize on the day. Like, I show up early with my husband and set up and help to spread the word.
Well, I think that still qualifies. Yeah. Now, let's get to this year's picnic. It's being called the 7th annual, though it should be the 9th if it weren't for our 2 years in COVID hibernation. Yep. Gigi, what was it like getting together last year for the first time in 3 years with writers coming out of their pandemic isolation?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it was great. And it was scary for me. Like, I got very introverted. Well, I am very introverted, but I got much more, you know, in COVID, in the main COVID times.
So. You're not alone, yes.
Yeah, and so it was like, oh, can I go out and am I going to forget everybody's name? And, you know, am I going to feel awkward? And of course, it wasn't. It was wonderful. It was great.
Now, Carmel, we mentioned the picnic is this Sunday, the 10th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Can you describe the location where you are in Laurelhurst Park and how people can get there?
It's at Picnic Area D. And it's in Laurelhurst Park. There's lots of parking around for cars in the area, or people could cycle there or walk, depending on where they're coming from.
How do you find Picnic Area D? Is there a map if you go online, Laurelhurst Park picnic areas?
Or? There probably is. I think it's close to the duck pond. Am I right there? It usually is close to the duck pond, but I didn't get to check it out this year yet.
I always just follow my husband there, so I have no idea where it generally is.
You know. Okay, well, Gigi's husband is Stephen O'Donnell, so
yes.
If you get lost, just follow him.
I mean, you know, I always just look for the big group because it's always a big group. But if you're following us on the Facebook page, maybe I can make a map very fast and put it in there.
And who's invited?
Anybody that ever just had half a dream that they might like to be a writer is welcome. I think writing is, it takes a big breath and a little bit of guts to say, oh, I'm a writer. And that needs buoyancy and support. And that's one reason for the picnic is for entry-level writers to meet more seasoned writers.
And there'll be
and
a mix of both.
And then just get some buoyancy and support for this kind of this business where we sit alone and write a book for somebody who's going to sit alone in a armchair years from now and read your book. So it's nice to get everybody together. The stories, the voices are so varied. It's really just a miracle that all these people come together with all this imagination and story.
Yeah, what an incredible gathering. And what should people bring, especially people who may be coming for the first time, and what will be provided for them there?
Everybody can bring a dish to share. And whatever they want to drink, there will be all the silverware and plates and all that. There'll be ice and coolers and you know, all the accoutrement will be there. But just bring something you'd like to eat and share and something you like to drink.
Now, we mentioned the Portland writing community. I'd like to talk a little bit about that. I'm kind of on the periphery as an interviewer and a reader. But my impression is that it's one of the most supportive, kind, and companionable writing communities in the country. So I'd like to know how each of you came to be a part of it. Carmel, when did you move to Portland? And how did you start getting in touch with other writers here, you know, becoming connected to that community?
I moved to Portland from Ireland about 17 years ago.
I'd never know from your accent.
I don't know if you're joking or not.
I'm sorry.
Sometimes it comes through and sometimes it doesn't.
I get that with New York. I get kind of a trace.
Oh, okay. And I've always been a writer. I taught kindergarten for 9 years here when I moved first, and then I left my job to focus fully on writing. But all along, I attended book talks and author events, specifically at Powell's, also at Broadway Books, some at Annie Bloom's. And I just loved to go up and meet the authors after for the book signing, and met some authors then online. And of course, as I mentioned previously, Steve was at one of them, and he is such a connector and friendly Portland citizen that he was inviting me and my husband to this event and that event. And through Steve and the connections there, I met Gigi and Stephen and many other wonderful authors here in Portland.
And Steve and Gigi, I know you started with a very popular and famous, actually, writing group here, Tom Spanbauer's Dangerous Writers,
mm-hmm.
Chuck Palahniuk, Monica Drake,
mm-hmm.
Susie Vitello.
Susie Vitello, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. So is that how you started connecting to the writers in Portland when you were here, or
well,
did you have connections before that?
My short answer is Steve Arndt, actually. yeah, I mean, and so many people's story about how they get connected to the writing community is Steve Arndt. And he is how I got connected to Tom Spanbauer and Dangerous Writing and
the Pinewood Table, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, he was my gateway.
Well, I got to tell you guys, I'm really happy you came in today. We're doing this live in the studio, which makes me very happy. Again, like
thank
the
you,
picnic
Ken.
Had two
thank
years
you,
of hiatus. Yeah, so we're back on the air. Well, back in the studio. So thanks so much for joining us at KBOO. Wishing you good food, good company, and perfect weather on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been talking live in the KBOO studios with Steve Arndt, Gigi Little, and Carmel Brannick about the 2023 Portland Writers Picnic, which takes place at Laurelhurst Park, Picnic Area D, this Sunday, September 10th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. All Portland area writers and their families are welcome. Just bring a dish to share, something you'd like to drink, ice coolers, paper plates, silverware, and smiles provided. This is Ken Jones for KBOO's News in Depth.